USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court. It's going to cost you more to shop online soon, as the High Court has ruled this morning that states can collect sales taxes from Internet retailers. The ruling covering retailers who do not currently charge sales tax to customers, the High Court changing longstanding rules that said states could not collect taxes from retailers who don't have a physical presence in that state. The ruling to change things was 5-4. The U.S. House expected to take votes on Republican-led immigration bills today. One, a compromise between House conservatives and moderate Republicans. The second, a conservative bill. Neither appear to have the votes needed to pass, and if they do, their futures in the Senate are uncertain. First-time jobless claims were down a bit last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump has reversed the zero-tolerance policy toward illegal immigrant families at the border. However, some mayors across the nation, especially Democratic mayors, are expressing outrage that they've just discovered some of the children are being held in their cities. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
I'm shocked to have learned here today there are now 239 children right here. The youngest to come here, they told us, was 9 months old. How is it possible that none of us knew there were 239 kids right here in our own city?
Many Texas Gulf Coast communities are underwater after over a foot of rain falls over the past few days. Meteorologists predict the rain should subside sometime late tomorrow. The Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before, and a little below what analysts were predicting. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A billboard in Texas getting some national attention because of the message it bears. For one group in particular, liberals. The message is essentially, keep driving. The billboard was set up in the panhandle and reads, quote, "Liberals, please continue on I-40 until you have left our great state of Texas." The location of the billboard, about 35 miles from the border with New Mexico. NASA has a new plan for addressing the risk posed by asteroids. It sounds like something out of the movies.
This new one you're tracking, how big?
It's the size of Texas, Mr. President.
But NASA does say in a report it is stepping up efforts to learn how to deflect asteroids if they ever did threaten the planet. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy releasing a report called the National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan, which outlined steps NASA and FEMA would take to prevent huge asteroids from hitting the Earth and to prepare the U.S. for the potential consequences of an asteroid impact if it does happen. But a NASA official does say, besides enhancing the hunt for dangerous asteroids so we see them well ahead of time, it will also mean stepped up efforts into learning how to deflect them. Though unlike in the movies, it probably wouldn't involve the use of astronauts. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.